Hello, K-drama lovers. You are listening to Destined to Be, an Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome to our talk about Good Bad Mother. If pigs could fly, this pig farmer would have a very different life experience. After losing her husband to an apparent suicide, she raised her son Kang Ho alone. Young Soon made herself into a bad mother was strict with Kang Ho because she didn't want him to become like her. Her strict child rearing may have produced the results she wanted, as now Kang Ho works as a prosecutor, but the relationship has become very strained and he is now a cold-hearted person. When a car accident gives him retrograde amnesia, he becomes a child once more, giving her another chance to become a good mother. But behind all of the many misfortunes over the years, there are many secrets that need to be uncovered and revealed.
So what did you think of this drama?
I absolutely loved it.
Really?
It had me at the pig. The little cute pig at the beginning.
Oh, gosh, the pig in the sky?
The little pig that was running around.
Yeah, in the field. It was adorable.
I've never seen anybody propose with a pig lit. That was interesting.
It was very interesting. Well, maybe a pig farmer would.
Yeah, maybe a pig farmer would. So I've never met a pig farmer, but I just thought it was very cute and endearing. And I didn't always agree with some of her methodology and her choices that mm-hmm. she made in her child rearing. I thought she was way too strict. The way that they dealt with family dynamics and mm-hmm. how they dealt with family, I really enjoyed. I thought the cast was stellar. I don't even think I have a favorite character but I have several. Because everybody was so good. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing ensemble cast.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this drama. I enjoyed all the hijinks. I love the acting. The actors were superb.
Yeah.
The story was very unusual too. But if I'm actually being honest, the reason why I liked this drama was because of the acting. It wasn't necessarily the overarching story. It was because of the actors, because of the town, the environment. So if I was to make one choice, I would remove the high drama part of it.
Yeah.
And would maybe make it a little bit more
everyday life.
Everyday life. Oh. Just having the son and the mom have that strained relationship just because of her child rearing.
Yeah.
You know? And then he does end up being kind of colder as a prosecutor. Him leaving relationships or whatnot for other reasons, maybe. Yeah. And then still getting into an accident.
Yeah. I could see this. I think this would be really great as a film as well.
Yes. And I think still getting into an accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still getting the amnesia and growing up, right? But not having this I felt like the overarching story, because they had to keep bringing it back in, took away from my time with the village and the people there. And I want to see more about them. Did I want to see more about what happened with this lady with the face mask? Of course.
The face mask lady she never took it off.
Can I tell you, I loved how they never even explained it.
Yes, they did. They did.
Did they explain it?
They did. It turned out that she was hiding from somebody. She was
okay. Is that? But did they? No. Not, that what might I'm be saying is drama that I'm from the beginning about. Of the drama.
No.
They never referenced it. She just, every time you saw her, she had a face mask. I think the only thing they referenced was rumors.
Yeah.
Right? But every time you saw her, I'm just like, because at first I was just like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, wait, is she wearing another face mask? And then I think it was only the third time that I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. This is what this is.
They were unusual face masks.
Oh, it was great. It wasn't the same. That's what I love too. It wasn't the same face mask.
No.
It was like she was the ad for face masks.
Yeah.
So that's another thing is I don't remember ads in this show.
I don't remember ads in this show either.
I definitely think the face masks were an ad.
If it was, that would be
so smart.
Genius.
It was smarter than the car one we saw a long time ago. It would be genius if that was the case.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, there was like someone who gave a gift for something. Maybe that was an ad, but other than that, I couldn't find many ads, but I would have preferred the drama if it didn't have like the history.
What, of the father?
Like I think it would have been fine with the father, but how it weaved in to present day. I don't know if I don't think I needed it.
Though you don't I love think the he actor needed to find the father. Find out what happened to his dad.
Yeah, I just don't. I wish there wasn't that history of what happened to his dad. I wish how his dad passed away was not that sinister.
Yeah.
Though I do enjoy the two, the two gangsters working.
Those gangsters were amazing.
They genuinely became farmers and then grew something and became on the news. I thought that was so funny.
And they were never trying to be farmers. They were supposed to be tailing this guy, and they got so into their character.
One of them did.
They legit became a farmer.
Legit became farmers.
Yeah.
I thought that, I love that. I love that. So this is why I didn't want the story to take me away from what I was experiencing in that town.
But they needed to have a resolve, though, to.
But what I'm trying to say is I didn't want that to actually be the beginning.
Okay.
I didn't want that to be the crux of how she moved here. I want it to be more
normal. So if you were to start it, where would you have started the film then?
Okay, just to get the actor in, I would have said, okay, sure. keep that cameo.
If this was the film then.
If this was the film
version, yeah, how would you do it? Where would it start from?
Okay, my version. Okay, maybe my version only works as a show. I need that timeline, but maybe. No, I think it could still work from. It's not like I want everything to stay and I'm just going to cut something out. No, I want them to change how they do the origin. So I want them to make it so that, okay, yes, he's a pig farmer. He proposes or whatnot. The town, I want it to be more normal, whereas in, you know, the town is being redeveloped or whatnot. I don't want gangsters to come and show up. If the town being redeveloped, I just want the town to be redeveloped. And something happened. Then what happens is one night there's a bad storm and there's an accident.
How can you have the town be redeveloped without the gangsters to kick the people out?
No, you don't need to have Mercy. I think you watch too much drama. I don't think gangsters need to come in for a town to be redeveloped. I just think laws need to pass and that can happen.
Yeah.
I just want it. What I'm trying to say.
No,
is I just want it to be more. I didn't need the gangsters to come in and kill him and basically have him commit suicide, have the case come. I didn't want that.
Were they gangsters? Oh, yeah, yes. They were gangsters that turned into a legitimate, tried to turn into a legitimate.
All gangsters always try to turn legitimate. That's something I learned from all movies. Every gangster needs a legitimate business because they need to,
launder their money.
Launder the money.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I didn't need that. I didn't need that. They killed his father. I didn't want that background. Mm-hmm. I want it to be more like maybe an accidental death. A fire legitly broke out and he tried to save the pigs and he passed away that way. And as a result, she lost it. But at the same time, that farm, that place was going to be redeveloped.
So you don't want him to try to find out revenge then?
I don't need that as a story. I wanted more so the relationship to be more talked about. Because the reason why she raised him the way she raised him, she didn't know about her husband being murdered. So it's
yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She didn't know that her husband.
They made it look like a suicide.
But she always felt that there was foul play, which is why she wanted to be a prosecutor.
She wasn't smart enough to figure that out, Mercy.
She wasn't smart?
She wasn't smart enough to figure that out. She didn't realize that.
So then why did she want him to be a prosecutor so badly?
She wants him to not be like her.
I thought she wanted him to be a prosecutor because, this is what I gathered, because she was treated unfairly when all of that stuff was going down because before her husband passed away.
There was a case, yeah.
There was a case, there was a law case, and he didn't win.
Yeah.
And she knew the goings on that what he was saying was true. Yes, she did. And then afterwards,
she did not know about any murder or suicide.
No. There was no murders or things that happened yet. This is when they were just fighting over
land. That's a legitimate a law case, fighting over a land, I want you to be a prosecutor because I want you to fight against people like that.
No, and then the husband lost, and that's what she thought was unfair, and that's why she wanted him to be a prosecutor.
Well, that has nothing to do with him being murdered is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Is why I'm saying that's a really legitimate reason for someone to want their son to be a prosecutor. I don't want you like me. I don't want injustice to come upon you and you can't lose, do anything about it. And then it. Now you lose a farm.
Yeah.
Like that's a regular reason.
Yeah.
So the reason why she raised him, she didn't have the understanding of your husband was murdered. He didn't commit suicide.
Yeah.
She had in her head that he might have committed suicide, or it might have been so hard for him about losing the case that he committed suicide.
Did she really think that?
Yes. She had no clue.
Okay.
And then when she found out, because she was so scared, she didn't want to know anymore. She was like, I don't want anything to happen to you.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because when she found out, she just was about protecting her son now.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I started this whole thing because I wanted to reveal the truth, right? So I think, my version of the story, I didn't need that beginning origin, I didn't want to see these gangsters. Though I did enjoy the two gangsters that showed up.
Yeah.
I don't want to see what's going on back then with the mayor. I didn't care for that, is what I'm trying to say. It didn't move the wheel of the story, what happened in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you really think about it, nothing happened over there moved what happened in this town. So that's why I was like, I don't think I needed it.
Okay.
I would have preferred a different origin and the same thing to follow. Like, he still goes off to school, still has that relationship with that girl. They break up, but they break up more so maybe for more realistic reasoning of like, I need to go off to school or something. Somehow they break up. She still gets pregnant, all that jazz. This is all spoilers now. But all that happens. The boy, he still puts the boy into jail or something. He still loses his memory. That is an interesting story. And I felt that all that extra stuff took away from more developing of the character and seeing what happens in that town.
I don't think it did for me. Well, you know, in a sense, it was an extra an hour and 45 minutes of footage that didn't really need to be there, I guess.
You thought it was just an hour and 45 minutes?
That's what extra? It kind of felt like. Yeah.
It was long. It was a lot of time.
No, I mean like the last scene, like the court case and stuff. Like the last couple episodes.
I think the court case can still happen.
No, I mean in the sense that the last couple episodes, the whole court case was just about him telling them about all their evil deeds and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the thing is, in my version, that court case turns into a legitimate, like, maybe it's more localized crime or something, or localized thugs trying to move in.
You see?
Because then I just want it more localized.
You just wanted everyday life.
I want it more localized. I don't care about what happens in Seoul. The man had to drive at least 4 or 5 hours to get to his mom. Like, yeah. Why is drama from over there touching this town? I want to see more of those people.
Okay, well, we're gone very far. So let's see what some other people had to say.
This was hard for me. I don't know about you, but I had a hard time.
Hard time with what?
Finding comments.
Oh, okay. I have a comment here from Nigerian Mela. It's a must watch. This is such a roller coaster of emotions. Highly recommended.
So I have a comment from Rima. Amazing drama. Loved it so much in every way. 10 out of 10. Powerful acting of all the cast. Agree. A wonderful bittersweet story which takes you from the beginning in no time through the end. One of my favorite dramas now. We'll watch it again. An amazing, exceptional performance of the two little ones. The kids. Oh, they were great.
They were amazing.
Rami Ran, who is a very talented actress. And of course, one of my favorite actors now, Lee Do-hyung, with what a talented, highly skilled, and gorgeous looking actor.
Wow. I have a comment here from JPH. This is my favorite drama. So full of lessons. Very worth the watch, as I've learned so many things. This kind of drama is what I really need to find and to keep enjoying.
Okay, so I have another comment. This is from Akim Garam. Finished yesterday and I loved every single episode. Storyline was beautifully written, but there are flaws somehow, but it doesn't seem that bad. 14 episodes instead of 16 is honestly a letdown. There are so many things that haven't been explained, especially in the Miju and Kang Ho's rekindle. Should have made one episode for them and trying to tell the kid that he is the father. Rami Ran and Lee Do-hyun acting has never disappointed me. They both act so well and the chemistry is blooming. Overall rating is 10 out of 10. Wish it just got 16 episodes. They're like, I just want more. How dare they only do 14?
I forgot there was only 14.
I forgot that too. I didn't notice that it was that.
Yeah, I thought I'm okay with it. I felt they told the story. And
I'm okay with 14.
Yeah.
It would have been 12 agree, though,
if you got rid of the gangster.
Pardon me?
Could have been 12 if you got rid of the gangster.
But then they would have added in the scene that they're talking about where they actually said, this is your father. They didn't do any of that. They kind of skipped to this happy ending.
Okay.
So my version made it more of a rom-com.
Okay. I have one comment here from Norbin. This is a drama that helps people to realize to cherish our parents and the people around us. This drama is a well-made drama of all time. The casting is 100% for me. The plot that got me at first, I don't want to watch it, but when I watched episode one, this really keeps me going and I wanted to watch it until the end. The acting, of course. The management chose the actors and actresses that would fit this drama, and it doesn't fail us. We have to admit that the plot of this is incredible. What an amazing drama. Hoping for more very well-made quality dramas soon. It's 1,000 yeses for me.
Okay, and I have one last comment. This is from Kayla. Awesome show. One of my favorites this year. Amazing plot twists and suspense made me cry so much and made me laugh so much. Ending felt quite short, or maybe because I'll miss it. So she loved Cho Kang Ho. Lee Dong Ho's acting is 10 out of 10. And Miju and the mom did so well. The kids are so adorable too. And of course, not to forget Sam Suk and his parents, the lady with the mask 24/7. Haha, and the village head and Mi Jung's mom. Love the cast and their chemistry. This person named almost everyone in the cast.
Yeah.
And was just like, I just love them.
I just love them. They were great. They were.
That's why I want more of them. That village
was so good.
It was so
those village people were great.
I don't want to jump on. One of my favorite, like the smallest scenes ever was when he's an acupuncturist and she's like, all right, go help me, help me. And then every time he would try, he would just almost good at the end. Just go.
He's an acupuncturist who's afraid of hurting
yes,
people.
Yes, I know. It was so great. It was such a great scene. So Kim Won Tae is our right.
He's our dude.
He's our dude.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed this one. So what was what's great, and it's no surprise, is that this series was actually a commercial hit and became one of the highest rated series in Korean cable television history.
Wow.
It also set a new record for the highest ratings achieved by any Wednesday, Thursday drama in JTBC's history.
Wow. Yeah. It was a good drama. It was not the drama that you're used to seeing. And it was interesting, the dynamic between mother and son, mm-hmm. and the whole title, Good Bad Mother. Like, her choices were hard. And if you look at them, like, not making her son eat till he's full. And like a crazy person. No, okay,
one thing I would say to her is that that's true. She said, you can't eat till you're full because you'll make you fall asleep.
Yeah.
She's absolutely correct. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
You call it laminitis.
Yes.
Right?
But, like, she was literally, you would see him as a small child and she's taking plates away. Like, you can't eat anymore. So why did you give me so much food? Why fill up my plate and then take it away?
Okay, so that's wrong. That is wrong.
If you're saying I'll get full, just give me a small portion. Don't just take away my plate like I'm a bad dog.
And to Mercy, I want to say that is correct. Because you're right. It's one thing. It's true that you should eat till you're full, but as well as, lady, let's not waste food. You know you don't want him to eat that much. Don't give him that much.
Exactly. And then unless take it away.
Unless she did it to fool him. Like, I don't know. Unless right? she was just like, just eat this much. But she gave him a full plate, maybe thinking that he would go, oh, and dig in. And then she takes it away saying, no more now. Get back to studying. I don't know the mentality behind
it. It was wrong. But I would have been traumatized as a child if my plate kept getting, and I was still legit was hungry. You might as well just not give me that much food.
That's true.
She did. If she wanted to control his portions, that was not the way to do it.
No.
Not the way to do it. Yes.
Do you think that same type of lady would have known that her husband did not commit suicide? She wouldn't have figured that out.
Yeah, maybe
not. No, she wouldn't have figured that out at all.
Maybe not.
This is something interesting I found out about the writer. So okay. It's Bae Si-young. They are the writer, and this is actually their first TV drama.
Really?
They usually do film as screenplays. And, so they actually wrote Extreme Jobs, to note one. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. It is a very fascinating one. It's what's fascinating about it is they're a rag team of cops, not really good at their jobs really that well. But what happens is someone gives them a tip and they go undercover to try and track down this like drug dealer, big drug dealer. And they take over controlling a chicken restaurant. And they think, okay, this is where we can run our operation through. The guy says, oh yeah, I'm closing down because it's not that busy. And then eventually after they start owning it, everyone keeps dropping in. So then they go, okay, now we got to learn how to make fried chicken. So then they start learning how to make fried chicken. They legitimately think they start forgetting the case and they actually just start running a chicken joint. It's very fascinating to watch. But if you haven't, because you haven't watched it, you should watch it.
Okay.
I think it's on Amazon.
Okay.
But yeah, she wrote that. And actually the first cameo that we saw who played Cho Jung-won, who played the husband or the father who was killed. I think it was due to their actual relationship because they worked on two movies together.
Yeah.
He was in one of the films that the screenwriter wrote called We Are Brothers and also Intimate Strangers. I've also watched Intimate Strangers too. Mm. So, which is also a very interesting film.
But yeah.
You should check that one out for sure. Do you have any other fun facts?
I do. I have some facts about Lee Do-hyun. And he wants to be a rom-com monster.
What does that mean?
I guess somebody who's always getting cast as the male leads.
Oh. He's like, but he does... He's a really good eclectic type of I would say IMDb page. Like he's in The Glory. That's not rom-com at all.
Yeah.
So it's funny that he's like, I want to run rom-com. And I wouldn't even call this one a rom-com. I tried to make it a rom-com in my version.
Yeah, it was more calm than rom.
Was it calm even at all?
There was some comedy. Good comedy. Yes, comedy. Yes, there was some good comedy.
He was in a film or a show I watched. It was a remake of 17 again. Do you remember that movie with Zac Efron? And
yeah.
I think there was an original too, even before that. But yeah, he played that role too in that one. That one's actually, he was very enjoyable in that one too. It was less creepy than I found the Zac Efron one. Zac Efron made me uneasy. It was weird. But that's an aside. But he was in the remake of that show or that movie.
Yeah.
Also, do you know that his name is not Lee Dong-hyun, but Lim Dong-hyun?
Was there somebody with his name so he couldn't use it?
I don't know if that's what the reason is. But it's very interesting that he changed his last name, not his first name.
Sometimes maybe there's another actor that has the name and he couldn't get it.
I know, but I'm so used to them changing their first name.
Yeah. I know somebody who changed their last name. because they wanted to be less recognizable. I don't think that was his case, but.
Oh.
I knew somebody whose last name was Chin and changed their last name to Alaric, which was the mother's maiden name.
Oh.
So that people wouldn't just look at him and, based on his last name, not cast him for roles because they're like, oh, he's Asian or whatever.
Oh.
He was Blasian, but he didn't want to just people to just say,
I'm not Black and Asian.
Black and Asian.
Just in case someone doesn't know.
Okay, Black and Asian, yeah.
Okay.
And so he didn't want people to look at the last name and be like, oh, the role is calling for this. He doesn't fit based on his name.
Oh, there is a lot of discrimination based on name, for sure. Yeah. My discrimination is I'm always called Luke on emails all day long.
You don't like that?
Not being called my name? It's one thing to call my name wrong, like, at least you're trying, but then literally call me my last name? Even though I sign off my emails with my first name?
Oh. Is it because they're having trouble pronouncing it?
No, all they have to do is type it out.
Oh.
They type out Luke. They think it's because my last name's a first name, so it's also a first name. So
it's hard for people to get.
It gets them confused. What was very fascinating, what I found out for him as well, too, that he only debuted like 6 years ago. Like,
that seems shocking.
How old is he?
Isn't he like 30, 29?
I don't know how old he is.
But it seems shocking because I feel like I've seen him in so many dramas.
A lot of people are still supporting. I feel like there's still a lot more support, and like it just he's just talented.
He made his he started getting really popular when he was in Hotel de Luna playing her love interest. IU's love interest from the past.
Was he the character from the past?
Yeah, the one that she ended up being a tree or whatever. I can't remember how that went.
I just remember. Was it him in the past?
It was him, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I looked it up.
Too many ghosts and it creeped me out, so I had to stop.
I know, but he was like one of the last ghosts, and he was the man she loved in the past.
Okay, because I remember the one in the past was like a different. I remember the one in the past was a different actor than the one that was in the present.
Yes,
and I was like, why did they change? That was interesting. That was interesting role choice.
Yeah.
But you're saying he was the actor that was in the past or he was the actor in the present?
He was the actor that was in the past.
And he didn't appear in the present?
In the present, he manifested as a butterfly, was it? Or something?
I didn't finish watching it.
Okay.
Okay. That show took an interesting turn. Maybe I should get back to it.
No, you don't need to pick it back up. You don't need to pick that back up.
Yeah, it just was scary. The ghosts.
There was a lot of ghosts.
It was, I usually
creepy
avoid,
ghosts,
yeah,
too.
I know. There's one, you know what I don't
let's
like?
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, can I say one type of ghost I cannot stand? The ones where they have long hair. It really creeps me out.
Oh, covering their face.
And they cover their face? That's a ghost that's creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, anytime that I see ghosts with long hair, I'm like, you know what? I think I should stop watching this show. There's many shows I've started and stopped because of creepy ghosts. That being said, I did love him in Sweet Home.
But I didn't finish Sweet Home because it was creepy.
Sweet Home was very creepy. It took me a while to get through the first
episode. They have a second one now.
I'm so excited. Whenever it starts, I'm excited.
I think it started.
No, it hasn't. It can't. I would have remembered. It would have been
on Netflix? It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, but I don't think it started.
I think it did.
Don't say stuff like that and I forgot about it. You're telling me I forgot?
I really feel like I saw it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you saw a trailer. I want to see the trailer.
I feel like it started. Are you sure? I don't know. Check after.
Was it today?
No, this is a while I've seen Sweet Home. I could be wrong.
Okay, I feel like I've been on a pulse with that, and I don't think it started yet.
Okay.
But now you got me all like...
Maybe I saw the original one and thought it was the new one.
Maybe. Okay. Anyway, that's aside. Now my mind's all about Sweet Home.
Oh, sorry. sorry. Let's get back to this drama.
But yeah, he was great in that. But yeah, I don't usually see in 6 years someone rising to like lead role status so quickly.
Yeah.
So kudos to him.
Yeah, I
and
think
his talent.
So.
Like, he's talented.
Very talented.
He does really...
He majored in theater.
Majored, of course. Of course he majored in theater.
Well, you know I had to put that fun fact in there. Ha, 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 ha. But Yeah. I love his acting. I think he's great.
Yeah, he's
and he's actor. A cutie patootie as well.
Is there any other facts you have about him?
This is just a weird fact, but he sets his alarm for 6 to 7 every day. He's an early riser. I guess that's not too
6 minutes to 7 a.m.
Six to seven alarm. He set. Sorry. That was six, I read two, that wrong.
6 to 7
alarms to wake up.
To wake up. So he's not an early riser.
No, he's I can't get up.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't want to get up. Person. Oh, yeah, I totally read that wrong.
I'm sorry. I said it like I'm at about 3-4. I'm with him.
Six or seven alarms to wake up. That's a lot.
Yeah, 3 or 4 alarms for me.
And he wants to film a melodrama with IU. And he thinks he would have been done a better job as the lead in Hotel Del
Luna. Whoa!
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. He thinks he should have been cast as
the lead. Wow. That's fighting words.
Yeah.
I agree with him, though. I stopped watching Hotel Del Luna as well. It didn't, because I didn't like the chemistry between her and the lead.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had good chemistry.
Yep. I don't think he did either, because he was just like, I should have been cast all, in that.
That's
good, right?
I've never heard an actor say something like that. He wasn't joking. He wasn't joking.
He thinks
what interview did he say this in?
I don't know what the interview is. I got this from Wiki.
And he for sure said it?
I don't know. Based on this article.
That is the best.
He said, I think I would have been. I should have been cast.
I like him even better now.
He said, I should have been cast in that.
I like him even better now. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Funny, right?
Oh, so funny.
He's probably not joking, though.
I don't think he's joking. He's dead serious, which makes me like him more. And I agree with him.
Yeah.
They didn't have. In other words, this show episode is not about Hotel Del Luna, but I stopped watching because they did not have good chemistry, the leads and IU.
No, it wasn't great.
She was given everything. It's just that they just didn't blend together.
No.
And this didn't make it believable for me.
I was still stuck on Robot Love.
Oh, yes, you did watch him in the Robot Love one.
I couldn't.
And I did not
do and that. And I do like that actor. I do. I've seen him he's, in he's, some films I've seen him as a younger
that were,
person
that were well. It just,
that I enjoyed.
It didn't
yeah. that fit. That one, yeah. And I haven't seen him in a while, so maybe he's in the army.
Yep. Oh, never. No, you missed him. I did watch him recently in
Wild. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, okay. It was called, like, it's on Disney, actually. Is it? Yes, Disney.
Tell me after.
Okay.
If you remember. Okay.
But yeah, I watched him in it. It happened to be about food. It's just an aside.
Did you find any interesting facts about anybody else?
Yes. Okay. So Rami Ran. Yeah. She actually made her film debut in Lady Vengeance.
Okay.
In 2005. So that was about the Vengeance, one of the Vengeance 3 trilogy kind of movies.
Oh, what is that, like a fighting movie? I've never seen it. Have you seen any of them?
I've seen one. I don't think I finished watching Lady Vengeance, but I saw the first one, and oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the title of it. Oh, Tamara, you're going to have me look this up. Now I got to look this up.
Oh, okay. Well, while you're looking that up, let me tell you a fun fact.
Okay.
Same Rami Rain, I was about to come and give you a beautiful fact about how I really enjoyed her in the Miracle We Met, and then I didn't see it in her IMDb. It's not her.
She is in that movie.
She Show. Is?
Show, yeah.
Oh, I was right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You thought you were wrong.
I thought I was wrong.
No, she was in that.
She was in The Miracle We Met.
Yeah. I see it on her thing. You must have just missed it.
I'm getting my glasses tomorrow.
I am so happy, Auntie Marcy. You mistakenly thought she wasn't in it. And it turns out you were correct. She is. Yes. We talked about
that. That was a fun fact I was trying to share with you.
She was, yes. That you thought it was wrong.
That I thought I was wrong.
You were correct. She's like also in Dude and Me, the movie we watched.
Which one?
The Dude and Me.
She is?
Yeah, she's the place the mom.
I don't remember her. I would have to watch the movie.
You do gotta rewatch it.
Yeah.
See, the Dude and Me is kind of like 17 again, where remember he's a gangster, he gets to the boy's body.
Yes, but I don't really remember.
Oh, okay, okay. But yeah, she plays his ex-girlfriend.
So then was she also in that played the mother of, I can't remember that drama. It was an everyday slow drama about some summer, and then she went away and came back, and it was a weird...
Oh, summer she went away.
It wasn't the summer she went away. What? She came back. She was a...
Old Boy. Sorry. Oh, gosh. Because it doesn't have to do with the Vengeance. It's Old Boy.
Okay.
Is the other part of the Vengeance, three Vengeance movies.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I blanked on... that was a hard one for me to remember. But what are you saying? Sorry.
That's okay.
You're saying, was she also in...
I'm trying to... She played the mother. I'm asking you if I've got the right lady now. I can't remember the name of the drama, though, but it was like an everyday life drama. It had a great cast. Mm-hmm. The lead was the one from The Weather Show. What
was that? And she played the mother.
Did she play her mother?
Weather in Fine? You're talking about that?
I'll call the Weather is Fine, yes. Is that her? No.
And which plays which mother? Her mother.
Somebody's mother? The little girl? There's a little girl, the boy's mother. The lead's mother, she has a little sister who's in middle school, and she's very
quirky. Oh, you're asking if she played the mother of the boy lead.
Yes. Was that her? I could be wrong.
No, I don't believe it is.
Okay. Okay. But she was in The Miracle We Met.
She was definitely in The Miracle We Met.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that was a great show.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm trying to look through to see, make sure. No.
It's not her. Okay.
Okay, you know which reply she was in?
1988.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
No, it was a different, we're talking about a different lady you thought was in Reply series. I was like.
Yeah, it was a whole other lady.
So I watched Reply 1988. I just can't remember what role she had in it. I'm blanking. It must have been like a...
Somebody's mom, maybe?
No, I don't think it was someone's mom. I feel like she was like a... I keep seeing her on cameo? A phone. My mind is keep putting her near a phone, like she called someone. Man, I watched that one too long ago. The only one I haven't watched is Reply 1994. That one was too much. Too different. 1988... And then 1997, they're so far apart, I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's just like, 94 felt like, oh, you're trying something I don't like. I don't like this.
Oh.
So I didn't watch it. But 1988, if you haven't watched that one, you should watch that one. That's
actually pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
Relive the 80s.
Oh. I watched it. I'm an 80s baby. I got born that. My year I was born, for sure.
So who is your favorite character?
Oh, I haven't finished my fun facts.
Oh, so sorry.
We got distracted.
Yeah.
She actually, Rami Ran, she started on theater as well.
Yeah.
And has appeared in more than 40 films, but did not receive any acclaim until she kind of started in Dancing Queen from 2012. And with the reviewer calling her the standout as a protagonist's best friend and hairdresser. And then actually through a reality show called Sister Slam Dunk, she debuted as a girl group. With the oldest average age in K-pop history under the name Unis.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so yeah, that was kind of cool. I remember that song. The song was like, shut up, something like that. And I saw the filming of it had certain people in it that I recognize.
That's
like
so
Tiffany
funny.
Tiffany from Girl Generations and Jessie, who's a rapper. I'm not sure if you recognize. I don't think you recognize anyone. One that was
I
in
I know
it,
the name Jessie, but I don't
know. You know who's in it? Remember the, you know how we used to watch... the reality show, it's not Love Island. What is it called on?
Fire Romance.
Inferno.
Yeah.
Okay. Fire Romance. It really helped me remember. Inferno. The lady, the tall lady with the short hair that was like commentating. She was in that Sister Slam Dunk group too as well.
Okay.
And then I would just have to say, this is just a shout out to An Eun-jin, who plays Lee Min-joo, his girlfriend, the one, the mother of loved his two,
her. She did great.
She's amazing.
She did great.
She actually only debuted 5 years ago.
Wow.
And she's already in like lead actress.
Wow. She's a great actor.
Yeah. So
I've only seen her in one other drama, but I really liked it. Well, no, this was the first drama I saw her in, Good Bad Mother.
Really?
Actually. Yeah.
You didn't watch Possible Playlist?
No.
Oh. I've seen her in many things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have it.
But yeah, she's really good. And she made her film debut actually last year in a film called The Night Owl.
Oh.
It's on my to be watched. Is it I just haven't horror? Watched it. Night Owl?
Yeah.
No. So I started, I just couldn't finish it. I lost access when we were in Korea. I saw it there and I started watching it.
Yeah.
And then I lost access when we came back to Canada.
Oh, no.
It was upsetting. It was very upsetting. He's regional. I don't got VPN. I don't know how to do that thing. But he is actually, it was like a historical one.
Yeah.
And he's actually blind. But when it's like pitch dark, he's able to kind of see.
Oh.
His visibility is
increasing. You had me at historical drama. I'm going to look that up.
I know. So I didn't get a chance to finish anything, but I think he witnesses something, but they think because he's blind,
they think he didn't see or didn't notice
something. That's a synopsis, step, so I didn't get to that part yet, but I think he witnesses something.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what role she plays in that, actually. I didn't watch it long enough to find out. But I do love her as well. And I've watched her in several things as well.
Are you more fun facts? Okay. So who was your favorite character? I know it's tough.
The lady with the face mask.
Oh, really?
I loved her.
Oh, my gosh.
I love
the children.
I was about to say the daughter. The daughter who... Instead,
her not feisty unaware, daughter.
The feisty daughter who
unaware, who wanted to marry wanted her to marry dad.
Her own father, unaware of it.
Yeah.
And it's such a thing that little girls do with their fathers sometimes.
Yeah, they idolize
them. I want to marry someone like you. Like,
yeah.
I thought that was, she was adorable.
She was so cute.
So cute.
So good in the role. Mm-hmm.
I also, if I'm going to be, like, there's many people, like.
I loved how those kids turned out to be his. That was a great reveal.
I kind of had a feeling.
I didn't. At the beginning, I just thought it was somebody's
kid. No, at the beginning, I didn't know. But once I found out they were hers.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, these are your kids.
I didn't get it for a while.
It only made sense a bit.
Because they're always talking about how, never talk about the dad. Oh, he's horrible.
Because, no, but she lied about the dad. Like, she mm-hmm. had someone assuming the role, but it only made sense in her character,
yeah,
and devotion, how she was,
yeah,
and then how they broke up was, it wasn't fully like,
yeah,
clear. So it made a lot of sense. Those kids were great, but that lady with the face mask, and every time she would come in and be like, you know what, I know this, tell us some type of story that just like ends in murder,
yeah.
When I found out that she's like some hidden Yakuza's daughter,
yeah,
hiding, I was like, all those stories make sense.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
every time she came with a story, it was true.
Yes. It was absolutely true. It was so great.
It sounded ridiculous, but yeah, it was true.
So true. I enjoyed her so much.
She was great.
I waited for the next time I saw her. That's why I'm like, I just wanted more time with
you
them.
Never saw her face.
I know, and I loved it.
Yeah.
She had all these stories.
And the all cat. These comments. Her and that cat.
Isn't it a dog?
Oh, it was a dog. It was an animal.
It was some an sort. Animal. Oh, gosh.
It was an animal.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. She came. Yeah. So I really enjoyed her. I also enjoyed the lead. When he became 7, he did such a great job at playing a 7-year-old.
He did amazing. So now I'm going back with what he said, is that he should have been the lead in Hotel de Luna. I totally agree with him, too.
I agree with him when I first heard the comment.
Such a great job at being 7. I forgot about that.
He did an amazing job at being 7.
He was so good. The way he interacted when he was in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And the way he interacted with his kids. It was so perfect.
So good. Yeah, so he would be, like, if I was to pick, I couldn't, I can't really fully pick one.
Yeah.
But if I was to pick, like, I enjoyed all.
I even liked Samsung.
Oh my god, Samsung. This kid's ridiculous. That kid, he will never change. Did I tell you? You man come back and you try to steal your mom's purse. You just came out. Then he's trying to sell it. Oh gosh. Oh goodness. How about his hair? The wig? That little bob looks so good on him. His quote unquote costume.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Or his disguise, I should say. Quote unquote disguise. Oh,
he was great.
He was great.
There were so many really great characters.
I would have loved to have seen a series of him trying to, like, con many people in that town. Like, just for, and always getting caught because he's bad at it.
He already was trying to con people. I know, steal from them.
Successions of it.
Yeah.
Like, just go, he's doing this, and they're like, and then he just gets caught somehow.
Yeah.
Accidentally by, like, what do you call it? The Kang Ho's character or something. Yeah. His 7-year-old self, unaware of what's going on. I would have really loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is just, I just wanted more of the cast there. I just wanted to see more.
They were really great. I could imagine what the atmosphere was on set. It was probably really amazing.
It would have been really, from what I feel. If they were able to kind of just play around, I feel like they could have ad-libbed half of those lines.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. I feel like they could have done that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did enjoy it. So, wait, who is your favorite character again? Just the kids?
The children.
The children?
I thought they were great, especially the little girl.
Yeah.
She was so spicy. She was just like her mom. Yeah. It was great.
It was the same. It was really, it's very.
There was a time when she was talking to her mother, a scene, and her mother was having to admit to her that she couldn't marry him because he's actually her dad, or, you know, and she had tears welling up in her eyes, and she was just like, she didn't want to believe it. And mm-hmm. it was so true, her emotion, and mm-hmm. she was just like, why wouldn't you tell me who he is? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so adult, more adult than her mother. Mm-hmm. You know, at 4 or 5 years old.
You know what? Okay, so this is another thing, is even with the title of this show, when you talk about mother and more adult, and
yeah,
the idea of a mother, like, what do you think constitutes a bad mother, a good mother? And would you say all mothers, depending on perspective, are all mothers...
are bad at sometimes.
No, so are all mothers good, bad mothers is what I'm trying to say. Because sometimes parents, they'll do stuff in their mindset of, this is for the better of you. At this time, you don't understand it. Yeah. Because if you think about it, the bad part of it was, what made her a bad mom was the perspective of the child. But
it wasn't just a child, it was a whole town.
Okay, for the whole town.
Everybody was saying she's horrible. She's ridiculous.
She's strict. She's very, very strict.
Yes.
Yeah, but is every parent...
I don't think so. I don't think every parent is a good, bad mother. I think this particular lady beat all cockfight. She was very strict in her rearing.
But in her, what her reasonings, were they... Do you think that even though she appeared bad, was she still trying to... Because of her reasoning for doing it, it was good. It wasn't for...
Her reasoning was good. Her methodology was bad. No, not bad. Horrible. Taking the plate away from that kid, I was so upset.
You were that child. You're like, if my mama took a plate of food from
took
me.
Took a plate of food from me. And I was hungry. Not just once.
All the time.
All the time. Could you imagine how that trains you? Like, you feel like you...
He probably had to. He probably scars
you. You have to eat really fast because she's going to take the plate away. You're going to have, like, problems. You're going to have problems with digestion. Like,
heartburn all the time.
Like the times when he was, like, hiding and eating. Like, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay. And then the mom sees the food and throws it away. That's dramatic.
Okay, so then I have another question then.
Yeah.
There is many examples of different moms.
Yeah.
would you say that there's other examples in this drama
that were good, bad, good mothers? Yeah, Sam Sook's mom. Let's talk about her.
Okay, let's talk about
why
her.
Why is your son always in prison and doing bad things? I don't understand.
But that's his. That's, she's not telling him to do this.
But what in the raring of things made him get to this point?
I didn't. From what I saw, I didn't see anything that was.
Well, they didn't really focus on.
He was looky eye. That's what it was. He just wanted. He came from a poor family. He wanted more.
Okay. Well.
I don't think that was about rearing, but, like, it could be perceived that way. Like, you just perceived it as something in the rearing must have done this. But sometimes people never look at it. Yeah. So you don't know. They just want because they don't have, right?
Listen, but there were times when, like, she had to hide money from him and stuff.
Because her son is a natural kleptomaniac. He will steal from you. And she keeps bringing him back. So it's just like, is she being a bad mom by not kicking him out? Like, that's another thing.
Maybe.
He will go to jail. She'll come back and she'll bring him back.
She'll bail him out. She'll
bail him
money.
Out. She brings him out, bails him out.
Yeah.
She went there to bail him out. And he lied to the date on the day that he was leaving on his release.
Yeah.
So, like, is she a bad mom?
A little bit. And then, even the one who left her children with the mother dropped them off and didn't come back and telling lies.
Do you consider her a bad mom because she dropped them off so she can raise money for them, right? To get established as a business and she was always going to bring.
But she lied to her mother. She lied about everything.
Because the mom could ask about the father.
Yeah. So is she a good bad mother? Absolutely.
Well, her mom is. Her mom a bad mother? She stayed with an abusive in an abusive family.
Yes. Good
bad mother. So you would consider her bad mom too?
Good bad mother.
She stayed good bad mother. She stayed with an abusive.
Maybe everybody in here was a good bad mother.
I don't know. And like what is that's why I asked the question. Is everyone a good bad mother?
In the drama, but not in life. In this drama, like,
even the expected mayor. I think he is a mayor now. He wants to be the president, right? I can't remember the guy who was running.
Yeah, yeah.
He was already a mayor, correct?
And he wanted to go for president.
He wanted to go for president. The mayor, his daughter, mentally unstable.
Yeah.
He's verbally,
he was a good, bad, he was not a good, he was just a bad father.
But I'm like, his wife, is she a good, bad mother? You stayed in this kind of relationship where you had this overbearing, abusive, emotionally abusive
person
that was not just abusing, was verbally abusing your daughter.
Yeah.
Was following her around, tracking her basically of all her movements. Yeah. Forced her to aid in murder.
Yeah. He was a bad father. But
he was a bad father.
Yeah.
But is his wife who allowed this? Well, I guess she didn't know what was happening.
Maybe she
but
didn't
the fact
know.
That she didn't know what was
and
happening.
Maybe she did. I don't
saw her
know.
Daughter suffering. Or maybe she did. Like, who knows? She a good bad mother.
They didn't focus it on. I think they were just showing the levels of good, bad mothers, but maybe they were trying to, like you said, illuminate the fact that you could be a good mother and be perceived bad.
Yeah, through intentions, if you have even good intentions, but you just, like you said, the methodology is a bad methodology.
Yeah.
The way you're doing it is bad.
Yeah.
You can be perceived as a bad mom.
Yeah.
Your intentions are not that way.
Like but a the mother, methodology.
The mother, the
like,
one
well,
mother,
why
she
did you
left
do it
her,
that way?
Left her kids, and then she didn't like go, "Mom, I need you to take the kids." She put the kids there
on the doorstep
and
ran
away.
That's very bad. That's a bad mother.
But her methodology is bad. But the intentions was she was going to come back after raising money.
Yeah.
After being established as a, because she's a single
but
mother.
She left them on the doorstep.
But how she left them? That was a bad way.
It's a horrible way.
So, I don't know. I just thought that this drama made me think about, you know, seeing all the parents, the different type of parents that you saw in this drama, got me thinking about, is every mother perceived as a good, bad mother?
She lied about the kids, who their father was, even to the children.
Even to the children. Like, you literally showed them a picture of a man who wasn't, and they saw him, and then he kind of pushed them aside. Like, that's traumatic for a child.
So that's really bad.
It's really bad. So it was very, I thought it was, very interesting.
But she was a tough mom. And in her mind, she felt justified that she did a good job raising him. And she didn't really care what people thought or what people said because she was determined that my even son's not going to have my life.
Even when he pushed her away, she was just like, she was broken up.
Yeah.
But she's just like, you know what? He's still a prosecutor. He got to live his life and step away from me. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how much she didn't want
him
to be.
She was obsessed with him being a prosecutor.
Yeah. She wanted him to not be like her at all. The show was a...
It was a good show.
It was a good one. So I guess we can go on to the music.
Yes, we can. One of the songs that I enjoyed from the OST is a song called A Dreamy Town by Hajin. I like the jazzy.
It's a nice jazzy beat. So the song I liked from this drama, I think you also like this one as well, but Love You Again,
yes,
by Melomance.
Good song. Another one of the songs from the OST that I enjoyed was called Good Night by Kim Parim. Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for so long day to stay with you. Wait up, done, mom didn't. Yogi, I'm do. Let you know. I enjoyed it too. Very,
mm-hmm.
Very light.
It's very light. I like that one. A next song that I enjoyed was The Road Not Taken by Ji Hui. Thought that I was fine till I can't tell what my life is mean for. How did I stray so far from where my heart's leading me to? How did I come this far from all of the dreams I had? Now I'm wondering if I'm... I like that song a lot.
Yeah,
I played it way too long.
They were really good ways of telling the story. Like, the soundtrack was really great. The last song that I chose from the soundtrack is called Tell Me by Rio. Pretty.
My last song is that I enjoyed from the soundtrack was Home and Dry by Andy Love. Just one more try and one more flight until I'm lost in your eyes. My hand on high, I need you home. And all the stars they shine because they know that you're mine. That I've counted down the hours and the days until your skin's on my skin. Our bodies trembling like the wind until I'm wrapped up in the warmth of your embrace.
I heard this song too. Yeah, I like it.
It's like a country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a country song.
Well, it fit the town in there.
Yeah.
The little farm.
So yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
It was a really great soundtrack. It was a really great drama in general. Mm-hmm. It is one that I would rewatch, even though, you know, it was a sad ending. It really had some moments that I really quite enjoyed, and I loved the dynamic of the cast, and it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, the town cast in town was really, really good. I enjoyed every one of them. I want to see more.
Yeah.
I want to see more. I already
said they could have done a spinoff.
I would watch spinoffs of what's going on in this town.
Yeah.
Everyone had their own character. I even like the guy who moved in. who was a singer?
The composer?
The composer? I even liked him. I don't know if
this everybody who lived in that town was a character.
I don't know if he did this if he was sick or not well. Did you notice that his voice was like he's lost his voice? And I'm not sure if it was a part of his character or not, because I've seen that actor in many other dramas, and that's not how his voice sounds.
Uh-huh.
So I every time I watch, I'm like, is this a part of the character? Or maybe I missed the line. But yeah, his voice is more wispier,
mm-hmm.
is the best way of putting it. Like, he lost his voice. But I enjoyed him when he showed up, too. He made that appearance. And everyone's just like, oh, I remember you from when you used to be here. It was enjoyable. I loved everyone in that town.
It was well done. So what would you rate this drama? Did we talk about that already?
No, we haven't. What would you rate this drama? Have you go first before I tell you my rating.
I think an 8.7.
The fact that you're not just doing the 0 and the 0.5 system into Mercy is very impressive to me.
Yeah. Okay.
I would rate this then a 7.7.
7.7.
7.7. Okay. Because again. Because
of the gangsters.
I just.
No. The gangsters made it lose a point.
I was fine. Like, I just wanted them to stay in town. I didn't want them to talk about. Like, I didn't want the story to involve.
They could have had a different. Took a different turns in terms of that, and still had a very great story.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I just thought it was amped up for dramatic, and I'm like, this drama didn't need that.
Yeah,
it wasn't even about that. It was like more so. I would have loved to see more so the development relationship between the mother and son.
Yeah,
you know, as they were strained and they kind of get back to center.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why. That's the only reason I gave that 7.7.
All right. Well, if you have not had the opportunity to watch Good Bad Mother, I highly suggest that you check it out and let us know what you think. I think it was great and you will definitely enjoy it. So until next time, folks, miss you.
Miss you.